Hello and welcome back to This Open Book. I'm your host, Katya, and thank you to anyone who listened to my very first podcast episode. I was very nervous to release it. I'm definitely still figuring out what I'm doing, and I'm experimenting releasing this podcast on the Anchor app because it only gives you one take in order to record your podcast. So it feels very aligned with this whole project. This open book project, which the entire purpose of this podcast is to take a peek inside the private journal entries and diaries and processes and all kinds of writing that people do in order to understand themselves. I am an obsessive journaler. I have been a journaler since sixth grade, I would say, when I picked up my first composition book, decorated it with all kinds of stickers, glitter, lip gloss that I literally taped to the cover, and other such relics, and wrote writer's notebook on the cover. Ever since that moment, I considered myself a writer, and I considered myself someone who will eventually one day show their journals to the world in some kind of posthumous exhibit of my life. And then it dawned on me that I don't have to wait until I'm dead to share the things that I would like to share with the world. So this podcast was born, this idea was born, this open book where I invite listeners to listen to the previously private journal entries, morning entries, stream of consciousness writing that I have done throughout my life. And I also invite other guests, friends, colleagues, people who I've think have very interesting lives and processes to share their journals live for the first time on this show. So really, this open book is my experiment in public vulnerability, in the power of being publicly vulnerable, publicly in the sense that it's available now for anyone to listen to should they desire to hear the journal entries. And even recording these private entries in this private way to my phone, it still feels very scary, very vulnerable. And so thank you for listening. And on today's installation, I will be reading a page from my Morning Pages journal, August 2017 through November 2017. And this is an entry from August 14th, 2017. And I am reading my handwriting for the first time. So part of the experiment of this podcast is what happens if you don't edit? What happens if you just read? What happens if you don't stop the recording, don't censor yourself, and just let the words flow through? So this is the entry from August 14th, exactly as it was written. I do believe that all the world's a stage. And as such, we all play whichever characters we choose in the play of our lives. Many feel the casting was intentional or prejudiced, unfair. I don't want to be this role, they think. Or perhaps they were cast in the lead, but are not able to handle the responsibility? Or is it that we're all born stars, and slowly but surely we learn that the play is currently being written by white males, so there are only certain roles available to us? There's only 1 to 3 leads, a few character actors, 2 seniors, and 1 POC, and the rest are the ensemble. And whether or not you thought you had the choice, the decisions were made around you, and you find yourself halfway behind the curtain of 1 particular musical number, and you think, how did I get here? This isn't what I want. I want to be the lead, rather than recognizing the whole play is wrong because the casting had to adjust to the production, rather than allowing it to be a devised ensemble piece that was built over time, learning what other types of stories or narratives exist and finding the story that we all want to tell together. Well, then again, I am an idealist, and this is my mind dump, my unrealistic, realistic mind unclogging exercise. Because boy, is there a lot that has accumulated in my mind all this time. And I was depriving myself of this sweet, sweet release. No longer. I am back. Chicken scratch and all, writing from the underbelly of my soul and letting the doors fly open again. Time to let it all out, to give it the safety and space to exist without concern or any real defined purpose other than to create new space in my brain. Well, what happens when I let myself sing? When I let my jaws open and the meaning flood out of what I am saying? I think I will stop there for today. Another extraordinary event happened in my life just this morning. I thought that I had lost this ongoing art piece that I've been working on for the last 7 years. It's a rebound illustrated treasury of children's literature with pieces of the original children's stories interspersed with blank white pages, where the pages I've been filling with my own poetry written by hand. And I've been making this book over the course of many years, and I thought that I had lost it. And I really went through the ringer of shaming myself for displacing it. How could I possibly lose something that is so meaningful to me? And then this morning, it showed up right there, right on the bookshelf, where I thought that it was. And it had just fallen behind a big stack of books that I hadn't looked through somehow. I had overlooked it, even though I had upturned my whole apartment. So it just goes to show that nothing is ever really lost. Our journal entries, our thoughts, our musings, they all return to us, usually when we least expect it. May you also have a day full of surprises, and I'll see you next time. A continuation of morning pages from August 14th, 2017. This is your host, Katya Stepanov. Welcome back to This Open Book. And I'm releasing two episodes in one day because I started with an excerpt from my morning pages this morning. And I'd like to finish reading the entry. I stopped at what I felt was a good stopping point for the second episode, but it's because I came upon some triggering content and wanted to preface it before I went on. So part of the deal here is that I'm reading verbatim, honestly, from my entries. So it feels strange to ignore or work around or not say what I actually wrote. So I'm going to finish reading the entry. And then speak briefly about maybe what I think about it. Actually, I think I'll leave that part up to you. You can tell me what you think, if you'd like, in the comments. Okay, so I left off with, what happens when I let myself sing? When I let myself let my jaws open and the meaning flood out of what I am saying? The white supremacy marches happened in Charlottesville, North Carolina, this week. One girl killed and 13 injured in 2017. A death at a public hate gathering. My stomach is sick. My body is sick. I feel so much anxiety building up in my belly and spine, a sense of terrible foreboding. I miss the feeling that we were coming together. Obama gave us a sense of hope, but also catalyzed hate in others. How do we let this happen? We must open our hearts to Mama Gaia and put our ear to the ground, travel to where the footsteps sound uneven, and reassure the walker that they can be strong in their step, so long as they know which direction they are walking in. The blind leading the blind has a specific sound to it, hard to miss when shuffling feet knock against one another. A lost traveler's footsteps will be slow and full of stops, or an approaching enemy. All we have to do is start listening. Ask people why they feel the way they do, to see if we can find the root of the misinformation or the start seed of the hatred which blossomed. We must find it as a weed and pick it out of the impeccable garden before the weeds suffocate the flowers and we find ourselves back in the wilderness of disarray, where the seed which propagates faster simply kills out all the diversity in the garden. Some may argue that if that's the natural order of things, let it happen. But if those less dominant buds and seeds are lost, if nobody is cultivating them, breeding them in secret, their magic may be hard to find again. Cultivating a diverse garden requires discipline, care, knowledge, attention, awareness, patience, acute observation, and planning diligence. You must first design the plot so each flower type has the right soil, surface area, and will thrive in the ground where you plant it. Enough room for its blossom to gather, rather than fight to bloom. You must plant them, then water diligently. Prune away the inevitable weeds and keep them at bay. Notice how the growth affects the plot and make changes accordingly. Who is tending to our garden? Our gardener is asleep. It's just shocking to me how much of that I still feel almost exactly a year later. It's almost August 2018, and we still have so much of the same thing going on in the world around us, and definitely want to open the book of conversation and reflection about everything that's going on. So thanks for listening. That was an entry from August 14th, 2017. Hopefully next August, the entry will read just a little bit differently.